This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women behind the wheels of those 18-wheelers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail drivers out there driving for the post office. Thanks for getting the mail through for us, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel out there. You guys are important too, guys and gals, I should say. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's social website now. We're over there at Captain's America. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can find us on the web at the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Now, that's simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. So check it out and let us know what you think. And we appreciate you tuning into the program. Now, my guest this morning, retired United States Lieutenant Colonel, United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who's the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and he's also the host of a show called Military Matters, and you can find that on his website, his Facebook page, when he puts it up there. But good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you on this, the last Tuesday of May, Military Appreciation Month.
Yep, and Memorial Day, a very important weekend coming up this coming weekend. Last weekend was Armed Forces Weekend, and we were all together down there in Sarasota at University Park at the new Mission Barbecue there. But this week will be even more important.
Yeah, we got to hear, as they did at Mission Barbecues Everywhere, about the announcement of $500,000 being donated by Mission Barbecue on behalf of Honor Flight, which
yes,
is
sir.
Fantastic.
Yes, sir. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States,
of America,
and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice,
for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country, ladies and gentlemen, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to start with the obvious, and that's Joe Biden. yesterday he stood up there and he was asked a question by a reporter, would you, defend China against Taiwan in the event that they attacked? Would you send troops? Would you use troops? And he said, yes. And the woman repeated herself and said, you would? And he says, yes. And then he explained a little bit more. Well, everybody tried to walk it back yesterday, the White House, the DOD, the whole nine yards. Well, today, this morning, sir, about an hour and a half ago, I'll be doggone if he didn't do it again. Said the same thing.
Yeah, this is the second time in the last year, Captain, that on this very same topic that our president has said one thing very publicly, And then almost instantaneously, the members of his cabinet came back to walk back what he had to say. And I'm with Senator Tom Cotton, Arkansas. We got to get rid of it. It's so fuzzy that even people that are more of a right mind than our president and have their all their mental faculties together would be confused on what this one China policy means and does not mean. Once and for all, we need to put it to rest and with absolute clarity, because it's messed up. We don't know. China doesn't know. Taiwan doesn't know what we really mean by this, unless what we say in private. But our public stance on this, and Americans deserve to know what is American foreign policy with regard to China and Taiwan.
Well, I agree with you, and we really don't know, and it's really an unbelievable circumstance that we don't know. Now, the United States, according to General Milley, is a ways away from sending troops back into the Ukraine. Now, General Milley said that, I believe, in response to what we heard about special operations troops might be going into the embassy in Kiev to provide extra security.
Yeah, and that's not quite as fuzzy a discussion we just had on the one China policy, but it is kind of that. And they had to clarify, and they say, hey, once we do active, the embassy is fully activated, you know, typically it's the Marines to provide the embassy security. And, of course, that is, by definition, troops in Ukraine. I mean, there's no denying that. Yeah, but this discussion about that, but he had to come back and say, no, there's no... there has been no administrative decision on this, and of course, Congress hasn't weighed in on this about troops in Ukraine. You would expect that we would have to provide security there to our embassy in Ukraine, just so that we can avoid the disaster that we saw in Benghazi.
Well, unless we hire their military, which I suppose we could do.
Yeah, that would be non-traditional. I hadn't heard any serious discussion about that. But quite honestly, if we're going to have our State Department and our Defense Intelligence Agency, CIA, all those folks at the embassy, which we will have, I'd like to see some Americans provide the security to some extent. I'd like to see Congress weigh in as well.
All right, Colonel, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. That's Republican, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, this is Moss Nissan, because we're going to tell you about Moss Nissan, because I'm going to be up there Saturday. Yep. I'm going to be in Newport Richey on Saturday, and you are invited to come out and have a nice, relaxing time with your family. We've got games the kids can play, you can play. We're going to have food. We're going to have the big screen television, and whatever's on TV in the way of sports, we'll have that Saturday. And we'll be there from about 11 o'clock until about 3 o'clock. So if you want to come on up to Newport Richey and Moss Nissan, you're more than welcome to do so at 19 and 54. Now, remember, Moss is a company that has a bunch of dealerships, and they're about to add one more. Now, Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River. Their flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Plus, they have Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Now, they are about to finish off, and in July, have the brand new one in Brooksville, which will be just east of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50 on the south side of the road. Right there, when you get off the ramp, you'll be looking at them. If you're coming north, you'll be looking at them right on your right side. And the store is going to be gorgeous, gorgeous. One of the most modern and up-to-date ones they've built yet anywhere in the country. So go over to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. See what they have to say. And check out all the different models they have there. By the way, trade-ins, certified pre-owned cars, you can save yourself a bunch of money, because the car you got, if you're going to trade something in, if it's in any kind of shape at all, you're going to get a bunch of extra money you hadn't planned on for the vehicle. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back over here to retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And Colonel, thank you very much for being on the program.
Oh, my pleasure, always, Captain.
Now, are you ready to take a call?
Hey, let's take it.
All righty, here we go. It's Mel in Saratoga Springs. And, Mr. Mel, what's your question for the colonel?
Yes, good morning, Lieutenant Colonel. Good morning, Captain. I was riding down and driving down the road yesterday, and I'm listening to a public address announcement, basically. Well, I guess a commercial for the government, talking about reinstitute or if you're 18 years old, blah, 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 it's your obligation to sign up for the draft. Now, with this wanting to send these troops into Ukraine and Congress not addressing this, I kind of see that this is the first step, like putting foot in the door to open, to push for our troops to go into Ukraine. But at the same time, you've got all these military-age men coming in from our southern border. While our military is over there fighting Ukraine, I believe that those coming from the southern border is a Democrat-imported army to fight us here who left at home when they armed them. But while our troops over there fighting, they're over here taking all our freebies with their feet up on the table, laid back, chilling out, raping our women and everything else. I just see that this government is waging war against its citizens here in the United States. But I'm just curious if this is what the lieutenant might happen to see. What we have in our future, the scenario that I just described.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
All right. First of all, Colonel, Mel misspoke about one thing. Millie did not say we were sending troops over there. He said, and I quote, it will be a ways away before we send any troops back to Ukraine. Now,
that's right. Of course, that's exactly right. There's a lot of discussion. I agree with Mel's sentiments for the most part right there. Mm-hmm. Other than that, Millie had to clarify, and he was pretty clear on what that meant. And right now what we're hearing is the typical thing that you expect, that if we stand up the embassy, that you got to protect the Americans that are manning the embassy. That's typically done with a Marine Corps guard around the world. But that's got to be done. But his sentiment about putting American treasure resources, whether it's people, money, and all that, to include the $40 billion that was just signed off by the president in the Ukraine. Yeah, we need to continue to pay attention to that because given the economy and the condition it's in, we are in a position to where we cannot just simply continue to print out more money and spend it wherever we please. And we do have to assess priorities as to what the greatest national security threats are, and he's absolutely right. I mean, the administration probably got saved by a continuation of the Title 42 restrictions on allowing folks to cross the border. And so that is where a real threat is. China is where a real threat is. And so we got to be very careful, and we got to follow the United States Constitution, where Congress is required by the Constitution. The voice of we the people, particularly House of Representatives, has a say in where we spend our money and how we spend American treasure. We absolutely need to do the right thing. So I'm with them in sentiment, even though I would not go so far as to say the Democrats have cautiously waging war against us. But I think that the effect of the policies of the current administration and the Democratic run Congress has had that impact. So to that extent, I agree with him.
In the past, in the Ukraine, we've had two or three of their leaders who were not necessarily honest and straightforward and left the country with several billion dollars each. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah, Denise was actually right in the comments right there. We do need to be mindful of that, and we don't need to brush that aside. There absolutely has been, as there has been in most countries, particularly in the former Soviet Union countries out there, incredible depths of corruption. And we do have some Americans that were involved or have a finger in that. And we don't want to overstate that. We got to seek the truth. But, to deny that there was corruption, that there was money that left that country that could have been used to fight the good fight now with the current Prime Minister Zelensky, that's inarguable.
Now, Zelensky, so far, from everything I've been able to find, and I've done a lot of research on this, and from the different reports that are out there that are verifiable, he has not double-dipped and taken money other than the salary that he got for being the president.
I'm with you. I've absolutely seen no evidence to that effect, and I don't think any serious person is suggesting that. There are some folks out there that are, you know, they're essentially with us 95% of the time on our constitutional conservative values, but they read a lot of the Russian intelligence stuff that gets leaked out there, and they're very crafty. Vladimir Putin and the Russians sell it as being, and it's really fake news, but they put it under the cover of American conservative viewpoints, and it's not. They are Russian intelligence lies. And I hear that from time to time at forums I go to, and I bristle every time I hear it. But until I hear otherwise, I'm with you. Zelensky is he's in the clear.
Mm-hmm. Now, the person that I don't understand how they elected her twice, Ilhan Omar, up in Minnesota, has defended the Biden administration once again by informing the Republican National Committee that, and I quote, your fear campaign of inaction at the border isn't holding any water. Well, first of all, if anybody's not doing anything at the border, it's the Democrats and their policy and what they're telling their Border Patrol and the military not to do.
Yeah, I tell you what, one of the good outcomes of the hubbery surrounding the 2022 elections, in addition to the outcome that we anticipate happening in November, but one of the great outcomes is that the Gang of Four, Gang of Five, whatever, those sycophants, left-wing, progressive, Marxist, communists, have lost a lot of their voice and have become increasingly irrelevant. They may be listened to in their small little corners of the district, but even the left-wing media has had to pay less attention to that because they're not stupid. They see that. And about the only people that will give voice to that stuff is the people that repeat some of the baloney that they come out, and that's like the ladies on The View.
Now, now, I want to score one for the good guys. We talked about this during the break. There was a jewelry store that was, they were attempting to come in and do a smash and grab and all that stuff in California. And there was two girls and a guy. And they knew how to defend themselves. And these clowns that came in there, these hooded blacks that came in there that tried to go after whatever, they got the snot beat out of them, chased out the door, and that was the end of that. We'll talk about that and more on the other side of this break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The leaders of the United States, Japan, Australia, and India are meeting in Tokyo for a second in-person summit of the Indo-Pacific Quad grouping. At Tuesday's meeting, leaders are discussing climate change, technology, maritime surveillance, as well as the fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It should be noted, India, which has close ties with Russia, has yet to condemn Moscow's invasion.
The School District of Philadelphia announced it's returning to a mask mandate for all students and staff within the district. Citing an increase in COVID-19 cases throughout the city, students and staff will now be required to follow the district's mask policy, which began on Monday, according to a district-wide announcement. Two Iranian military pilots died after their F-7 fighter jet crashed on Tuesday near Anarak in the central part of the country. Iran has a poor air safety record. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All right, and thank you very much, folks, for tuning in today, and thank you very much for participating. We're getting a lot of comments here. George, good morning to you. George the Godfather, good morning to Don. Good morning to Wally. Let's see here. Good morning to Lynn. Good morning to Sondi. A lot of great comments coming up here through the chat room that we have. Now, don't forget, folks, that this segment is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's a product that I take. I've taken it religiously for over 7 years now, and the reason I take it is because it works. Now, if you've got problems, maybe you've got arthritis or bursitis, or maybe you got a leg that hurts or a back or a neck or a shoulder or a knee or something like that, guess what? This is a product that will help you because it will do two different things. Number one, if you're having some swelling issues or inflammation, it will go and take care of that, but it will also go straight to the source of the pain you're having and get rid of the pain. The reason for that is because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in the product. This is 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin pill for your joints. How about that? Now, $19.95 is all it costs for the 3-week quick start. $19.95. And you can get that by going to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And I take it, and I continue to take it because it works. Okay, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Now, we were all together, you and me and John and Jeff. We were over at Mission Barbecue on University Park in Sarasota County last week for the Armed Forces Day ceremony that they had there on Saturday. And we had this woman walk up to us, remember? And she was a widow, but she was a military spouse, correct?
Yes.
And she was so much in awe of us that she wanted to say thank you, but we were so much in awe of her because of the fact that she'd been an officer's wife and traveled all around the world, and I believe he was a flag officer, was he not?
Yes, he was. Yep.
Yep. So we had the opportunity to meet the better half of somebody that led a lot of people in battle, I'm sure.
I tell you what, being there with you at Mission Barbecue on University Parkway on Saturday was that was time well spent. And of course, I'm glad I brought my ability to record that because I didn't do Zoom interviews for Military Matters this week, but I'm going to piece together a lot of things, and much of the of what I did there, I think, was stellar stuff that needs to be shared. To include, you know, the couple minutes that we spent with her, I was delighted when I walked in the door and I was coming back in after filming our Celtic bagpipes and the ceremony that occurred outside, and we came inside.
Right.
She goes, is the captain around? I said, oh, yes, he's over there, and he'd be delighted for you to come by and talk to him. And I didn't know her story. And she came over here, and it's just as you described. And there was many people there, as there is in Mission Barbecue. In fact, all over America, at all the little breakfast nooks and lunch places and all that, there's great Americans that we need to get to know. And there are folks that you otherwise wouldn't know what the story is until you sit down and would talk with them. And she shared hers, and I was delighted.
Yeah, we had all those guys with those fancy Jeeps there, too.
We did, didn't we? I think we could have set off and set up on a parade on our own right from there. But
that's right.
I think the ceremony that occurred there inside and outside Mission Barbecue was fantastic. And then, of course, the announcement that Mission Barbecue, the company, the corporation,
right,
$500,000 donated on behalf of Honor Flight.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
I was there on the 10th of May to help welcome back the folks at St. Pete Clearwater that came back.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 14th of June, the Army's birthday, I've got a good friend that I have breakfast with every Thursday morning that's going out on Honor Flight, and him and many others, to include, I understand, about 20 women veterans, a first.
Right.
I will be making the Honor Flight on the 14th of June. And so I'm going to go early in the morning and see them off on the June 14th.
Mm-hmm. Well, my friend Felicia from the West Waters Avenue store, where I'll be today, the community ambassador there, she went on this last flight, Honor Flight. She went on it.
Well, I probably saw her. I shook her hand. I might even said howdy to her, and I just didn't realize it. That it's a small world, and the bigger, more complicated the world is, we need to mind ourselves that there are some fundamental principles that unite us as Americans, as those that believe in America and the United States Constitution.
All right, got to go back to the question board here because George just chimed in. He said, How are they going to defend Taiwan? Well, I think we just decided the official line from the White House is they're going to defend themselves.
Yeah, and that's where this one China policy, because on the one hand, we've got an agreement to assist Taiwan as defense, and that can be interpreted so many different ways. Well, hey, we've given you arms, we've been kind to you and all that. Hey, you're at war with China, you're on your own. And that's kind of what it sounds like. But we absolutely got to figure this out. We have been fuzzy, and this one China policy has been it can't function. We can't work with it, and that's not the kind of world we need to live in. We need clarity. In this world, we need clarity, and we need clarity on our policy towards Taiwan.
Mm. Okay. And a program note, this Friday at 5:30, I will have Congressional 13 candidate Amanda Mackey on the program, who will be talking about her candidacy Friday for that segment till 5:45.
And that's great. And I'm delighted that tomorrow morning at 9:30, I'm going to join Amanda Mackey for breakfast, because all this week She's traveling around and talking to veterans at venues where veterans like to hang out. And I'm going to travel across the bridge north to St. Pete at the Villages, and me and a bunch of other veterans, many of whom I may well know, sit down and we'll listen to and we'll chat with them.
That's the one at Bay Pines?
I believe it is. Mm-hmm. That's the region. I haven't put it into my phone yet, but I will before I head out, and I'm looking forward to that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, back to the drawing board here. The Views, Whoopi Goldberg, blasted the San Francisco Archbishop for denying communion to Pelosi. She said, "That's not your job, dude."
Is that a jaw dropper? I'm like, I heard, I think it was a Newsmax commentator last night that said the right thing. He thinks that, he's not sure, but his belief is that the folks that write the scripts for the women on The View are geniuses because they put words in their mouths that make them look absolutely stupid like puppets, but it gets a lot of attention because if they didn't say stupid things, nobody would pay any attention. And that is one of the dumbest, most ludicrous comments amongst the many that have come out of the women on The View, particularly Whoopi Goldberg. But I sent you an article last night that the Catholic bishops across the nation are all coming out in support of the San Francisco bishop. And guess what? That is fundamental to his job. That is his job. That is priority number one. It's a long time in coming.
Yep. Now, Stacey Abrams is being stirred, not shaken, up here in Georgia. They're trying to get her going every which way they can to let her show her true feathers.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Of course, today's the day up in Georgia.
Yes.
And that's going to have some interesting outcomes. Some of them look like they're not going to go the way of President 45. But that had a lot of doing things. But in the end, I believe the Georgia Republicans will come together after today or whenever the election results are resolved. And I think that folks are going to be encouraged because I don't think Stacey Abrams has got the wherewithal to carry that. And she, as well-spoken as she is for a Democrat leftist and from time to time lying leftist, that is something that everybody across Georgia, even some mm-hmm. of the independents, says, well, that's ridiculous. What she's doing is she's you're not talking about the Republican unit phase. You're talking about me. I'm a Georgian. I don't buy into that. And, yeah. Of course, you know, that was Georgia's my home for a long time before I moved down here about yep. 3.5 years ago.
All right, well, Colonel, it's a pleasure. I'll be talking to you on Thursday. Stay low.
Buzz is fine. See you Thursday, Captain.
All right, thank you. And that's Lieutenant Colonel, retired Kevin Wright. He's a West Point graduate. Hell of a guy. If you get a chance to meet him, you'll be impressed, I guarantee you. All righty, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch, always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Has liberal theology created a stumbling block with ravenous issues besetting our republic? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the answer is, unfortunately, a resounding yes. Throughout history, when Christians operated according to the principles enumerated in the Word of God, depending on the situations, things improved either quickly or in some cases in the long run, such as the founding of the United States, which took several years to establish, a republic based upon the biblical concepts of liberty and personal responsibility, eliminating the need for individuals to be dominated from cradle to grave by brutish kings or dictators. Unfortunately, in recent years, Christian denominations and organizations like the Southern Baptist Convention that used to defend liberty and pray for God's blessings upon our republic have been infiltrated by the same liberal theology that dominates the mindsets of Black Lives Matter and Antifa USA haters who want our unalienable rights and prosperity done away with. Real Christians and conservatives must now reassert our authority under God and reestablish liberty and justice for all. If not, forget about it. I'm Ron Edwards. check out therodedwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
There's that woman again. All right. Ron Edwards and the Edwards Notebook, of course, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And hold on a minute here. Oh, yeah. That's my iced coffee. And that is Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, you can go to theronedwards.com, his website, theronedwards.com, and you can order it right there off the website. And I'm telling you, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. It's not acidic, so it doesn't upset your stomach like some of these coffees do. This one will not. So give it a chance to do what it does. Now, opponents of the federal vaccine mandate have asked for a rehearing. A lot of people have lost their jobs over this. And some police, some firefighters, too. And the whole thing is rather ridiculous because, again, natural immunity is something that happened to a lot of people who came down with this and didn't know they had it. They knew they were sick, but they didn't know they had it. They got over it, and now they have natural immunity. And, of course, the government, the press, the media, nobody wanted you to know about that. Nobody. But they keep pushing, they keep pushing, they keep pushing, and it becomes what it becomes. It's just a total mess. There's so much misinformation out there right now. And by the way, you need to understand that today in Georgia, you folks up there in Atlanta and Valdosta and Augusta that are listening to me right now, do the right thing. We don't need any more rhinos. We don't need any more wannabes. We don't need any more problem childs. None of that stuff up there. Vote the right person and make sure that you think about what the person that you're going to vote for, what they're going to do, what they've said they're going to do, what they have done. If they've got a record, they have a record they can run on. And if they're not running on that record or they're saying, well, no, I didn't do that, but their record says something else, boy, stay away from them like the freaking plague because they're not telling you the truth. That's the whole point, purpose behind a black and white record. You know what they are. You know who they are. You know what they do. So think about that for a second as we move along. Now, today, I will be at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. Be there for lunchtime from 11:30 to 1:30. Always a good time. Hope you can stop by and say howdy, howdy. Of course, at 12 noon, they play the national anthem, and we all stand up. And those of us that are wearing military cover or any type of military ID, shirts, T-shirts, whatever, we salute the flag. We salute the colors. And it's always something when you come up there to see because we talk about all sorts of things. It's not just about the military. It's about first responders. It's about politicians. It's about medical people. It's about life insurance people. It's about whoever happens to be there. The topics are wide open, and we don't just talk about one subject. Now, I want to just briefly remind folks about something that Rush Limbaugh said years ago. He used to say he wanted to convince everyone over to conservatism, but he wanted a few liberals around just to show how crazy the people were, and otherwise no one would believe that they were acting as crazy as they did. Now, that was a couple of generations of insanity ago. But what currently calls itself Democrats bears no resemblance to once was a Democrat. 25 years ago, there was no question that Democrats knew what a woman was. Do you really think that Bill Clinton or Ted Kennedy were confused by the concept? No man has ever come forward claiming to have been sexually assaulted by them, so they either knew or managed to bat 1,000 in their guesses. And nowadays, what a woman is has reverted to a mystery. all the knowledge accumulated throughout all the human history on the subject has been tucked back far out of sight to obscure even a chromosome test. And even God seems to be confused, having made so many mistakes that even the angels in heaven have lost all understanding of what the other gender is. There are now men and other people who may or may not be men, and they may be something else, and there's simply no way to know. And, oh, by the way, they can get pregnant and they can have abortions, too. Tell me that's not crazy. And the nation's hotel doormat, USA Today, ran the dumbest piece ever, written in any language in a desperate attempt to defend our latest nominee to the Supreme Court. For criticism over not being able to define what a woman was during testimony. Remember that? You couldn't define what a woman was. That should have disqualified the woman right then and there on the spot, but no. They had to let her in anyway. Well, folks, sorry to say it, but Rush was wrong about this one. We don't need to keep a few around as cautionary tales. We can read about them in books or watch old TV shows or movies. You don't need a few termites around to remind you of the damage they've done to your house. And we certainly don't need any Democrats to remind us of the damage they've done to our country. It's time to vote them all, out of office. Every single one of them for what they've done to our country. All right. Get ready. We're going to have some fun now, because here it comes, 60 Seconds with Todd in Tampa.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you people in Atlanta, okay, if you don't vote for Purdue, you're an idiot. Now, there's two people in Atlanta you're voting for, Herschel Walker and Purdue. You understand me? Okay. Kemp is a loser. He's a fraud. He's a disgrace. Okay. Donald Trump won Georgia, but by a landslide. And you let this idiot Kemp, let them steal the election, and then he acts like he's a Republican. Get out of my face, phony, fake piece of crap. And that goes for the rest. You look at Mitch McConnell, Donald. Let me tell you something, Donald, to your face, because I don't believe it's talking behind your back. Look at Mitch McConnell. Oh, Donald Trump didn't win everyone he supported. Look, listen to that. You understand the Judases are in the Republican Party? Forget about the Democrats. The one thing good I can say about the Democrats, I know they hate me. Okay? That's the only good thing. They hate me. Look at Whoopi Goldberg. Hey, Whoopi, you can't take communion when you're murdering babies, you unholy piece of crap. Okay? Okay, if you and Joy Behar got up there and say Biden sucks, the Democrat Party sucks, gas prices are through the roof, he doesn't know what he's doing, he sucks and he should be fired, they throw you and Joy Behar off the air so fast you wouldn't even see the view again. Stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and stand up for Ultra MAGA. Let's go.
All right. Todd in Tampa. Todd was fired up this morning, okay. That's a good thing. It's good to have some spirit out there. We need more. Okay, I'll be back tonight, but you can catch me from 11:30 to 1:30, Mission Barbecue, West Waters Avenue with the gang. See you there. Have a great day. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.